A group of grandmothers from a small town in Canada have started a social movement that's changing the lives of women in Africa. Together, the grandmothers have raised millions of dollars and established a unique connection with their African counterparts. The campaign was founded by an 89-year-old expat from Australia who is determined to make a difference. Foreign correspondent Sally Sara reports.
It's not hard to find the grandmothers in the small Canadian town of Wakefield. Just follow the noise and the energy. These rural women are responsible for a social revolution which has spread all the way from Canada to Africa.
All the grannies are so active, and this one is doing that, that one is doing that. Their vibe is just amazing.
It started a decade ago when a nurse visiting from South Africa gave a talk at a church hall in Wakefield. She told the story of grandmothers in Africa who'd lost their adult children to AIDS and been left to care for their HIV-positive grandchildren. One of the members of the audience that night was Norma Geki, an expat Australian who's lived in Wakefield for more than 60 years. She was shocked and saddened by the plight of the African grandmothers. Norma Geki had an idea. What if 10 grandmothers from Wakefield paired up with 10 grandmothers from South Africa to offer friendship and fundraising?
I say it's almost like spontaneous combustion. Suddenly 10 women appeared. I did a little phoning.
And that's how it started in 2004. Lucia Mazabuko was one of the first grandmothers in South Africa to receive letters and support from the grannies in Canada.
When you get a letter from Canada, you are just like a big boss.
Lucia Mazabuko lost two daughters and a grandson to AIDS, but was shunned by her neighbours because of the stigma surrounding the disease.
I just think that I'm a bad mother. Maybe I didn't teach my kids well. Why me?
What began in the tiny community of Wakefield has become an international movement. Canadian aid group, the Stephen Lewis Foundation, came on board in 2006. Executive Director Alana Landsberg-Lewis says the Wakefield grannies have shown the experts how it's done.
There are now over 245 groups from one end of the country to the other. They have raised $19 million since they started. It's just extraordinary.
The Wakefield grannies have been enriched by the experience and are still full of energy almost a decade after their first meeting. Norma Geki says many of the women feel they have truly arrived when they reach the milestone of grandmotherhood.
It perhaps is something we have in common, that we want the best for grandchildren.
That's a bond of grandmotherhood.
That's right, yes, yeah.
Norma Geki ending that report by Sally Sara, and you can see the full story tonight on Foreign Correspondent, 8 p.m. on ABC One.